and the Beast, a favorite story in rhythm and rhyme. Retold by Jonathan Peele. Illustrations by Christina Larkins. Music by Mark Oblinger. The fairy tale Beauty and the Beast was written in the 1700s. Like many fairy tales, it has a moral. Do you think you can figure out what lesson is hidden in this story? To find out what it is, turn the page and sing along.
A merchant on the long, long trip saw a garden strange and fair, and deep inside a perfect yellow rose was blooming there. He thought of his gentle daughter Beauty and was sure she'd love that rose. So he plucked the lovely flower, then suddenly he froze. A beast shouted,
"You took my rose, so I'll eat you for a treat. Forgive me,"
cried the merchant,
"it's for my daughter, sweet."
"Send me your daughter,"
growled the beast.
"She'll live here with me, and I'll spare your life."
So the merchant hurried home, and Beauty, she agreed. "Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. You cannot run or hide. If you stop and really look, you may find true beauty deep inside." So Beauty lived with the horrible beast, and under her kind care, the beast grew tame and gentle, and learned to help and share. But soon poor Beauty missed her home. "I must return," she said. The sad beast said,
"Then go and live with them instead."
"Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. You cannot run or hide. If you stop and really look, you may find true beauty deep inside." Beauty returned to her father's house and smiled full of cheer. Beast began to cry because Beauty was not near. "I'm sorry I left. I love you," Beauty cried. Then suddenly the ugly beast transformed into a prince.
"I was cursed by an evil witch and was ugly ever since.
Only the love of another could change my monster's hide.
Someone who truly cared what I was like deep inside."
"Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. You cannot run or hide. If you stop and really look, you may find true beauty deep inside. Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. You cannot run or hide. If you stop and really look, you may find true beauty deep inside."
Merchant on the
strange and fair. And deep inside, a perfect yellow rose was blooming there. He thought of his gentle daughter Beauty, and was sure she loved that rose. So he plucked the lovely flower, then suddenly he froze. A beast shouted,
"You took my rose, so I'll eat you for a treat. Forgive me,"
cried the merchant.
"It's for my daughter, sweet."
"Send me your daughter,"
growled the beast.
"She'll live here with me, and I'll spare your life."
So the merchant hurried home, and Beauty, she agreed. "Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. You cannot run or hide. If you stop and really look, you may find true beauty deep inside." So Beauty lived with the horrible beast, and under her kind care, the beast grew tame and gentle, and learned to help and share. But soon poor Beauty missed her home. "I must return," she said. The sad beast said,
"Then go and live with them instead."
Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. You cannot run or hide. If you stop and really look, you may find true beauty deep inside. Father's house and smiled full of cheer. Beast began to cry because Beauty was not near. "I'm sorry I left. I love you," Beauty cried. Then suddenly the ugly beast transformed into a prince.
"I was cursed by an evil witch and was ugly ever since.
Only the love of another could change my monster's hide.
Someone who truly cared what I was like deep inside."
Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. You cannot run or hide. If you stop and really look, you may find true beauty deep inside. Beware, beware, don't stir up the beast. Cannot run or hide. If you stop and really